Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Monday night, Matt O'Glad, and hello everybody. Program where you can talk about what you're mad about or glad about, and we don't have a regular engineer tonight, so we're on the hotline, which is 631-224-3090. The hotline, Inner Sight hotline on this Mad or Glad Monday Thanksgiving week. And this is a short week for us. Tomorrow will be our open mic Thanksgiving show. So we'll do that up and want to talk about things tomorrow that people should be thankful for. But tonight, Mad or Glad. And we're brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East Akita Rescue, adopting Akita. Joanne Diamond is the lady over there, and a great one she is. So adopt an Akita, Big East Akita Rescue. If you want the email, BigEastAkitaRescue@Verizon.net, email on the rescue. Go to the website, look at all the beautiful Akita dogs they've got. Get one. Well, you know, you'll have to talk to Joanne about that. 609-388-7004. Hey, we're brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. My buddy Devin Fernandez, teaching people how to protect themselves. Third Eye Insight, 631-445-3464. So if you want to stay in shape and have some fun doing it, get in touch with the Third Eye Insight. All right, Inner Sight means Freedom Advocates for the Disabled. Our Inner Sight number, of course, is 631-224-3090. And that's the number tonight for the Mad or Glad, too. And when you call, I can either paraphrase your Mad or Glad over the air while you're on the line, or I can get your number and call you back and put you on the air on three-way. So that's how we got to operate. Inner Sight, brought to you by a Day for Milton. Anybody out there would like to create a day for Milton the guide dog, who was killed at the guide dog school over a year ago now, just give us a call or drop us an email, Inner Sight 1620@gmail.com. And you don't need any money to do this. You got to bring people together. We'd be happy, of course, to help anyone who wants to put together a day for Milton and bring the disabled and able-bodied community together. And I guess you could have a theme. You know, a good theme would be to license and regulate the service dog schools so that people could feel more safe when the dog has to go back to the school or whatever it may be. Agencies that deal with safety, they should all be licensed, and I believe all of them are. The guide dog schools are the only ones that are left out. All right, brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, where you can see a great presence of Milton, of course. Bellport, New York, and the catering facilities over there. Shelby's Kitchen, 31-286-0444, Shelby Kitchen. All right. we're hoping to plan to have a benefit coming up in the next few months at Shelby's Kitchen to try to raise some money to bring about more awareness that these guide dog schools should be licensed. Keep you informed with that. Brought to you by SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929 on the SILO. And we'll keep you informed about our nursing home news conference. I'm going to make a call tomorrow and if we can't set a date on that. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. That's a good plan for them, good idea, something that everybody needs. Insight, Mad or Glad, Monday night, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena. And let me just backtrack a minute and give you the number for SILO. 631-880-7929. That's the SILO number. You can go to their website and check out all the programs that they have going on. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you and all the beautiful youngsters. Them and give them a chance to grow up and live. All right, Kennedy Realty, my buddy, a supporter of Inner Sight. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. On the Kennedy Realty, buy a house, sell a house, get some good information. Kennedy Realty, right here in Islip, New York. Again, 631-888-1186. And prayers, please, for all those who are ailing. John, who suffered the aneurysm. Kennedy's wife, Doreen, who has been fighting cancer. Prayers for all those. All right. Inner Sight and Man of Glad Monday. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Got a good number for you. Might want to jot it down. Put it in your phone or just remember it. Nobody starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary, 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. And the food is free. And if you have trouble picking it up, he may be able to bring it to you. So give Gary a call. 631-484-3085. All right, this is Inner Sight. Mad or Glad. And one of the things that really makes me mad, and of course I've talked about this a lot, but in connection with the death of Milton, the guide dog, the thing that really stands out in my mind is that these politicians who are running for office, and even those who are not running for office, are really gung-ho on to the death of a guide dog. Not one of them has attempted to draft a law or present a law or say, hey, you know, we don't know the whole story, but it should be more investigated. This woman, Michelle, who who relied on Milton and is absolutely devastated. This woman is entitled to a fair hearing, and we don't have a law to protect her. Now, do these politicians really believe in the American system? I don't think so. I think they're just making believe, you know, that they're lying about it because they want votes. Because if they really believed in it, wouldn't it make sense that they would step up and say, hey, I don't care what anybody says, I'm going to draft this law. Now, this guy, head of the Brookhaven town, Ed Romaine, he put his name on a proclamation the day for Milton. He did something. Now, that should be a lead-in for a law. In fact, that can be used for that, couldn't it? The proclamation for Milton and the day for Milton. People should be protected. The politicians who lie and steal and cheat and connive and everything else, any one of them will get their day in court. All right? But a blind person whose guide dog is killed at a school has no rights. Now, the other part of it is, it makes me mad, is the money. They claim they need $50,000 to $100,000 to train a guide dog. So that's what they raised to train Milton. And undoubtedly, you know, they in some way, shape, or form used Michelle to raise money. They had to. Because where's the dog going? Oh, you know, we have a deaf-blind woman who needs a dog, and we've got to raise all this money. So they kill the dog, keep the money, don't even acknowledge her, talk with her, or help her, or say, hey, what can we do? You know, let's bury the hatchet or whatever you want to say. What would you require? Nothing like that is happening. They're very closed-minded when it comes to regulations and licensing. So it's just a horrible, horrible situation all around. And many, many of the people who work for these agencies should not be there if they don't want us to have rights. They should be immediately let go. Put people in there who realize the seriousness of the death of Milton and who will listen to what people want. You know, I mean, within reason, you know, a law is going to benefit everybody. So there you have a situation where any one of these politicians are going to get up and give a speech. They want to be elected. They want to be president or whatever it is. If they don't believe in the American way of a fair hearing for a blind person who's denied a dog, or in this case, the death of a guide dog, then they are not worthy to serve this country, because millions of people are left out. And that's my major mad for tonight. If you have one, or you know, you don't have to call it in tonight, and you listen to the show at another time, feel free, call the Inner Sight hotline and voice your mad. 631-224-3090. It's 8:15 here in New York. The Matter Glad Monday. And another thing that bothers me, that I'm on the verge of mad. You know, I keep hearing this word, artificial intelligence. Now, why do we have to have artificial intelligence created the human brain, which is organic, you know, and of course should be treated right. But this artificial intelligence really bothers me. You know, we all just look at all the artificial medicines that they've come up with, and on all the problems that they've caused, and even death. So what are going to be problems of this artificial intelligence? Can't help to think that something's going to come out of that. You know, some sciences is going to discover that artificial intelligence is not the best. I don't like artificial stuff. I like the real thing. So just something to think about, something to maybe investigate a little bit and see where it comes from, artificial intelligence. And I heard a thing on the news a few weeks ago that really looked down on artificial AI, as they say, artificial intelligence. And they said there's so many different aspects of it that a lot of times they're giving you the wrong information. So beware of that, world. Whenever you have anything that's artificial, you're inviting trouble. Because it's not a natural phenomenon. It's not a natural occurrence, you know. So check it out. Anybody would like to give us a rundown of artificial intelligence, we would like to have you call in the show or send us an email. Interstate1620@gmail.com. And I think I'd like to do a program on it. You know, get somebody who's qualified, who knows about it, who works with it or whatever, and we can do a show on it. So let's think about that. See what happens. All right, Inner Sight, a Mad or Glad Monday. Call the hotline, 631-224-3090. If you want to sound off about anything, we'll hook you up. And told me, now, I haven't checked this out, so I don't know how true it is, but somebody called me and told me that President Biden's brother owns a string of nursing homes. Now, if that's true, then we're not going to get any help from Biden to turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. I mean, unless he has a major blowout with his brother and, you know, he changes toward him. So that really bothers me that these politicians, this is why, this would make sense as to why you have these programs set up the way they are. you know, people have to qualify, the criteria. They can be, even if they're on the program, they can find a way to get you off and try to put you in a nursing home. These programs are set up to please the owners of the nursing home, not us. The owners are the ones who are benefiting, you know, because anybody can be put into a nursing home. And in a sense, the government is guaranteeing these owners that you'll never run out of people for this business. You can have it for your whole lifetime. And if you look at the way the thing is set up, that's what's happening. That's why it's so hard to get rid of these nursing homes. But they've been set up in such a way to benefit those who own them and not us. So it's a tough nut to crack, but Innersight is on it. And we have the teeth of a squirrel. And we will prevail. I don't know how long it takes, how long it's going to take. I don't know the day or the hour, but we will prevail because we're the people, and the people make the laws in this country. So stick within a sight, and we will fight like hell to keep anyone out of a nursing home. If you know of anyone or you're having that problem, somebody in your family or whatever, call Innersight. And we'd be happy to do what we can. So mad that politicians own nursing homes. And we'll check that out thoroughly and try to get some details on it. All right, Innersight, Matt or Glad. Tomorrow night is our open mic Thanksgiving show. We're going to talk about things that we should be thankful for and maybe some things that we shouldn't be thankful for, too. Cover both sides of the coin, you know. So Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be nights. We'll be doing reruns. And you'll probably hear tomorrow night's show. Tomorrow night's show will be a repeat on Wednesday. All right, we'll work it out. On Friday, we'll put up a rerun of The Follies for Friday. So that's the week, just live tonight and tomorrow night on Innersight. Innersight.info, by the way, our website. And if you'd like to keep the show on the air, go to the PayPal and donate whatever you can to appeal to somebody out there. I don't know who they are or where they are. Somebody who is quite affluent and who has money and who believes in freedom and justice. We would like to put into swing a full program of Innersight, the way, you know, the way you hear us talk about these things, the nursing home, the service dog school, the American Disability Act. We're looking for someone who would donate the money so that we could set this up in such a way politicians would have to listen to us. They would be too embarrassed not to. So I'll make a special appeal to somebody out there who has that kind of money, you know. And we would love to sit down and explain to you what we want to do and how it can be worked up as a program. A program for the people, not a program where the government controls it and they're going to find different ways to stop it and to change it and get rid of it. No, not that kind of a program. Program that is solid for the people and would open up a whole new way toward the disabled and the elderly. So anybody out there to donate a big amount of money to InnerSight so that we could start this, I would say we could get started with about $50 million. And then, of course, we could learn how to we could hire a fundraiser and go off on our own and continue to raise the money and to expose where necessary, expose what we have to go through. So anyone out there would like to help us get that freedom, get that justice, make that big change, reveal who you are, you want to remain anonymous, you want to be your name left out of it, whatever way you want to do it, works. But we are, we're making an appeal to anyone who sees the concept of InnerSight, which is very simple. You know, keep people in their own home with the help that they need, license and regulate the guide dog school, and amend the ADA so that everything is made accessible. You know, a lot less people would be homeless in this country if every eligible apartment was accessible. Everybody could get into them. I think that's a serious, serious problem where people are trying to find a place to live and they're disabled and, you know, they have to find a specific place when every place should be accessible to all. And, of course, then you got to bring the agencies in, start raising half the money and let the government pay the other half. All right, InnerSight, Man of Glad Monday. And listen to some of the news. Get the business news. You know, I do it on the phone. I don't have a television. I don't watch television. I've been watching the listening to the YouTube. Some of the old funnies. Oh, they're funny. You know, they're really really cool. But I'm not a television person. And I'm not really a radio person. I used to be. But not anymore. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, drop us a line, an email, or give us a call. Inner Sight Hotline, 631-224-3090. Or the email, innersight@gmail, 1620, that is, 1620@gmail.com. And we'd be happy to entertain you being on the show. You know, we've got to know about you and what you want to talk about. And we will get back to you. All right. No engineer tonight. We're engineerless. So we got the Inner Sight Hotline for anyone who wants to call. You know, most people on this show, they listen. They listen when they want to. And they sometimes call, very rarely do they call. Well, that's all right, because we're here to inform people, to let people know what's going on and the things that can be made right. You see, when disabled people are helped in so many ways, it helps everyone. Because we're all in some way attached to each other. You know, an example of that is, God forbid you're in an accident tomorrow and you lose the power of your legs and your arms. Going to wind up in a nursing home. So what we're doing is really going to benefit everyone, because once we get this new system in here, and I know we will, people won't have to worry about going into nursing homes because they'll no longer exist. Way to solve a problem. Get rid of the cause of it. And that's what Inner Sight is determined to do. All right, let's see. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. And I did leave somebody out. Brought to you by Able News. Able, the paper on and about the disabled, calendar of events, columns by various experts, different articles, and they've even got a personal column. Where you could try to meet a new friend, you know. Able News online. Angela Melanie, my good friend on the Able News. Well, you get a free subscription for Able. Just contact them online and you get that free paper. Able News, and we thank them for their ad on Inner Sight. Yeah, I've been thinking of writing an article for Able, you know, in connection with the death of Milton. And maybe I'll ask Michelle to co-author it with me. And really let people know the feeling of safety that you have when you're blind and you know that your dog is right there next to you, and it takes away your worry and your fear and your anxiety. I mean, my dog does that for me every day. I don't know how she does it. It's like a brilliant mind. And yet, in some ways, she's a little baby. But when she's out there doing her work in the harness, her mind is so brilliant and connected to what she does. She amazes me. I'm coming home today, I should say, from the city. I was in New York City, and coming home on the road where I have to walk, all kinds of big trucks and lawnmowers, people making a lot of noise, and you know, all I had to do was follow her. And there she was, like a shining star in the middle of all that mess to keep me safe and to take me home safely. You can't put a price on that. That's priceless, you know. And it's really a miracle how a dog knows how to do that. The only way I can describe it is a miracle. All right, Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. You want to give us a holler, and we are planning a benefit. Spoke to the Coopers last night, and they've offered to let us use their catering store to do a benefit. And we were thinking of centering it around safety at service dog schools. Safety at service dog schools. That's a good, got a ring to it. Where's the law that spells out the safety at service dog schools? And of course, there is none. No regulations. And some people believe the guide dog schools are licensed, but they're not. Well, where's the license? If they're licensed, it's got to come from some kind of an authority with some power. You know, your motor vehicle is licensed by the state. You know, you got all these regulations, right? Well, the schools would be licensed by the state or the federal government. regulation. If that were the case, then a woman like Michelle could get a hearing. But it's not the case. There you have your work cut out for you. And inner sight marches on to freedom. 842 New York, inner sight, live on the medical ad. And tomorrow night is our open mic Thanksgiving show, so you can call in, talk about things you're thankful for tomorrow night. Well, you can do that tonight too, of course, any night. But we're going to sort of focus on that. Tomorrow night, another thing that I'm mad about. Well, wouldn't it be nice if we could turn all these mads into a glad? Medical doctors. Now, I'm not saying that they're all bad. Some of them are good. But why does a medical doctor allow his or her patient to take a drug that they know is dangerous? You know, I mean, they know the side effects of it. It's written for them. They have what's called the physician's desk reference, the big book. It tells you all the drugs and the side effects. Now, these so-called healers of people, how can they be real healers if they're allowing someone to take this stuff, various drugs and so on, that have been proven dangerous and in some cases even fatal? That is a definite mad. That bothers me. Now, I have a doctor. We call him an old timer, but in a lot of ways, he's still young. He is different. He'll work with you. And many, many times he's told me, no, don't take that, referring to some of these medicines that, you know, are harmful. Don't take that. No, Frank doesn't take that. So it shows you that it can be that way. Now, the next step would be, and this is another mad, they all have all the technology in their offices and all that, and the machines and the computers and everything, right? Why is it that when a person has a certain ailment, why is it that these doctors don't Google or look on the computer, laptop, so on and so forth, and see what people have to say about a natural way to deal with an ailment? There's so many of them. I can't believe that all those doctors have gotten on YouTube and taken a chance with presenting natural help and cures that don't work. I mean, they'd be pretty stupid to do that, wouldn't they? A lot of these doctors have very, very beautiful credentials, you know, very impressive credentials, who have researched and come up with a lot of these cures without side effects, without surgery. So why is it when you go into a doctor's office, now these many of these doctors on YouTube are well known to the average physician. They know who they are. A lot of them even studied with them. So why then don't they consult these other doctors? A good friend of mine several years ago, I went to visit him in the hospital. And he was on his deathbed. Told me, he says, "I'm going to die right here in this bed." And he had a doctor, a Chinese grandmaster, who helped him. But then he slipped away from him. Now, when I went to visit him in the hospital, told one of the nurses, you know, that he has a doctor that you haven't consulted. Gave her the name and everything. They called, never called him, never consulted him, never brought him into the picture. Now, isn't it logical, guy, before, to inform him, to let him know and say, "Hey, what do you recommend?" You see, they don't do that. It's like, no, you're going to have to die. We can't have anybody else come in here to try to save you. That's the feeling. I mean, what do they got to lose if the person supposedly is passing away? They don't do it. They don't do it, and I believe it's criminal. They should do it. They should be reaching out to other doctors, find out what's going on, who did this research, how did you come to this conclusion, or whatever it may be, and substance, you know, and bring that doctor in and administer whatever has to be done, try to save the person. That should be their main goal in life. And no one should tie their hands. I mean, why are they tying the hands of the doctor? What are they afraid of? That they're going to give somebody something natural that might help them? It doesn't make sense. Let a doctor have a free will. I think it would be much better that way. And consult others and share information. So there you have it. There's a real mad, because a lot of people suffer because these doctors don't look up the natural cure. They don't see what's going on with that, or try it, or you know, bring the colleagues in who have researched. You know, there's all, you know, for diabetes, cancer, and heart trouble, and all these things now have new ways of being dealt with. All these ailments, I should say. We should have the freedom of choice. It's your body. should have the freedom of choice as to what you're going to put in it. You go to a hospital in this country, most hospitals, you don't have the freedom of choice. All they're going to do is give you drugs. And look out for those side effects. All right, Inner Sight Monday, Man of Glad. On the call in 631-224-3090. We got about 7 minutes left of the show. I want to thank all our listeners. Last count was 122,103. Well, I think it was more than that. 22,100 plus. I don't know the exact number. Now, if you go to the FeedSpot website, they had us listed as the number one show. They're the glad. Number one show on the disabled in the world, which means that people are hearing us. And that's important. Because we believe we have the solution to many of these problems that people face today. And the whole system needs to be renovated. It's old and out of shape. So renovate the system. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday. Join us tomorrow night for our open mic Thanksgiving show. Hey, did you ever eat, I had it years ago, but not recently. Tofu turkey. You ever have that? I don't like tofu. I mean, years ago when I had it, I thought it was all right. I've grown not to like it, but it's hard to find tofu turkey. But there are some people who like that and who will be having it. And the turkeys love it. Oh, yeah. Sure. Sacrifice. So a big hand for tofu turkey. Inner Sight. And make sure you get those veggies. Yeah, veggies are very important. All right. Oh, a good tip, health tip, honey, raw organic honey, one of the best antibiotics on the planet. Raw organic honey. All right. Dandelion. You know, the bushes, dandelion. Another natural antibiotic. You can saute it and eat it that way. Potatoes in with that too. So two antibiotic properties right there. Raw honey, organic, and the dandelion. Heard it right here on Inner Sight Cinnamon, another one. Very good to prevent diabetes, cinnamon. Every spice has a purpose. Curry is very good for you. Curry spices, coumarin and the curry. Very good for your stomach and your liver. All right, I want to thank all our listeners. Sorry about the engineer thing. Wasn't my fault. Tell Blog Radio to make this damn thing so everybody can read it. And we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Open Mic Thanksgiving show. Thank you so much. Be safe out there. Careful. And once again, we remind you, go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight. Thank you so much. Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner. Give us more. We want more inner sight.